of John's Gospel, the prologue to John's Gospel, which was just read for you. And I have used it at the conclusion of the principal service as well on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve night, when we finally had all gathered in the light of our candles, we went out again to the nave of the aisle to read John's great masterpiece. It's another way of saying once upon a time. That's what I like about it. In the beginning, once upon a time, similar to the Christmas story we hear from Luke in the days of Caesar Augustus. You know, once upon a time. So once upon a time has been the beginning of many stories and many reflections on Christmas. And so I thought I'd share with you a few from my, various collection of meditations and thoughts on Christmas. Because right about now, I need to hear other people's ideas about Christmas, because I've been generating quite a few in the last few Sundays. And sometimes you pause and read someone else's thoughts and listen to them. You have those aha moments when someone else tells the story that you've told so many times. So I have a few of them to share with you this morning. And if you want to see me afterwards, actually have the collection, you can look at them. And this way, I'm really putting it on the line that, you know, these aren't my words at all. Now you can double check that, you know. Because whenever I quote someone in a sermon, you're thinking, I wonder if, you know, that's really it. There's an old line about preaching. The first time you give full credit, the second time you quote something, you kind of refer to it, and the third time it's yours. So these are not mine. These are other people's. This is William Willimon, who was for many years, I believe, at Duke University. I think the dean of that, of the seminary at Duke. The God we hardly knew. No one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who, because they have everything, look down on others, those who have no need even of God, for them there will be no Christmas. Only the poor, the hungry, those who need someone to come on their behalf will have that someone. That someone is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Without poverty of spirit, there can be no abundance of God. And that's Willimon quoting a sermon given by Archbishop Oscar Romero, I believe San Salvador. Now to change a few centuries, John Donne, 1572 to 1631, Anglican divines, we call him, great poet. This is the Nativity. Immensity cloistered in thy dear womb now leaves his well-beloved imprisonment. There he hath made himself to his intent, weak enough now into our world to come. But oh, for thee, for him, hath the inn no room? Yet lay it in this stall, and from the Orient, stars and wise men will travel to prevent the effect of Herod's jealous general doom. Seest thou, my soul, with thy face high, how he which fills all place, yet none holds him, doth lie? Was not his pity towards thee wondrous high, that would have need to be pitied by thee? Kiss him, and with him into Egypt go, with his kind mother, who partakes thy woe. And then two contemporary readings from American writers, Tanya Runyon. This is the next one will be Mary's perspective. This is an interesting thought. If you were Joseph at Bethlehem, here's what you might be thinking. It's called Joseph at the Nativity. Of any birth, I thought this would be a clean one, like pulling white linen from a loom, return to the manger, Mary throws her cloak over the bloody straw and cries, I know she wants me to leave. There he lies, stomach rising and falling, a shriveled pod that does nothing but stare at the edge of the feeding trough with dark, unsteady eyes. Is he God enough to know that I am poor, that we have no time for a midwife, that swine ate from his bed this morning? If the angel was right, he knows. He knows that Mary's swell embarrassed me, that I was jealous of her secret skyward smiles, that now I want to run into these hills and never come back. Peace, peace, I've heard in my dreams. This child will make you right. But I can only stand here, not a husband, not a father, my hands hanging dumbly at my sides. Do I touch him, this child who is mine and not mine? Do I enter the kingdom of blood and stars? And Mary, by Joan Ray Mills. And this is a little tricky because the first half is God speaking of God's creator, and then it shifts immediately to God incarnate. So you're going to hear the shift in the voice. It wasn't that long ago that he'd spoken these stars into being, and this woman's life was just a thought in his mind. He'd smiled down on her earth and entered her name in his pages, perhaps with an asterisk, denoting plans too sacred to be spoken, but pondered in his heart. Now, newborn, in wide-eyed wonder he gazes up at his creation. His hand that hurled the world holds tight his mother's finger. Holy light spills across her face, and she weeps silent, wondering tears to know she holds the one who has so long